Sonia Smock vividly remembers each detail of the night nearly 2 years ago when her daughter accidentally shot her. The gun was a Smith & Wesson 38 Special revolver.
It wasn't like your stereotypical, you know, accidental shooting on a TV show where a child is bringing it to school, showing its friends. That's not what happened. It just fell, and as I always tell her, if something falls, pick it up. And she picked it up, and it just went off.
Smock was hit in the left wrist. Despite several surgeries, she never regained feeling in her hand. She goes over the events of that night from her kitchen table of her Belmont mobile home. We're not far from her bedroom, where the shooting happened. She and her daughter, now 12, don't talk often about the shooting.
Psychologically, she feels terrible, you know. I don't have any feeling in the hand. I'm left-handed. They took the crest of my hip off a year later in October and put that in there, hoping to regrow the bone, and it didn't.
Smock knows she is lucky that her daughter wasn't hurt or killed. She pled no contest to a violation, negligent storage of firearms, and was ordered to pay a $500 fine. But the fine was suspended based on good behavior. State law holds gun owners criminally responsible if a minor gains access to their firearm and discharges it recklessly or uses it in a crime. Some states, including Massachusetts, go further, requiring gun owners to keep firearms locked or equipped with a safety device when not under their control. In the past 5 years, Smock is one of only two people convicted of negligent storage of firearms in New Hampshire, according to court records. The other had a far more tragic result.
Yeah, I'm not sure he'd want that one back, but let me... we still have the firearm used in the incident, sure.
That's Hollis Police Chief James Sartell. He's referring to a .22 caliber Walter handgun. Last April, 9-year-old Maximos Hebert found the gun, loaded, in a drawer underneath his father's bed in their Hollis home, directly across from his bedroom. The gun went off, and Maximos was shot in the head. He died from his injuries. The child's father, Anthony Hebert, had two other loaded weapons underneath his bed. Hollis police charged him with several crimes, including negligent storage of firearms. He also faced 3 counts of endangering the welfare of a child and possession of marijuana.
The fact of leaving a firearm in a manner that's not safe in an area you know could be frequented by children is reckless. I think anybody could agree to that.
However, the state would later drop the endangering charges. Hebert pled guilty to the negligent storage and drug charges and paid $1,000 in fines. He served no jail time. Dennis Hogan was the Hillsborough County attorney at the time, and his office prosecuted the case. He says when parents lose a child because of their own negligence, sympathy often comes into play.
When those things are discussed, that weighs into it. We've had other cases that have a similar thing where the, you know, if a parent is responsible for the injury to the child, and the fact that that parent is also suffering from the loss that they created does factor in somewhat to what the prosecution is willing to accept for a plea bargain.
More than a third of all households in the United States contain a working firearm. And while it may seem obvious that keeping a gun in the home increases the likelihood of a firearm accident, Harvard University researcher David Hemenway says it poses a danger most often to one member of the family.
And what we found is that who is likely to be shot is often children in terms of accidental gun death.
He says research on gun ownership reveals several troubling trends. For example, while most parents do store their guns in a safe manner,
a sizable minority of parents store their guns inappropriately and make it so much easier for kids to get access to these firearms.
For parents who decide to keep a gun in the home, there are storage options available to keep it out of their child's hands.
A little security box stores one firearm to lock up, so keep it safe from kids and stuff like that. This one is going to be more, it's called the Speed Vault.
Michael Goyette is owner of Pete's Gun and Tackle in Hudson.
You punch in your keypad, gun drops down so it's ready for quick access.
So it actually has kind of a code.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, they actually make this one with biometrics, so it takes a fingerprint.
He says some of the larger vaults can hold more than a dozen guns at one time. Trigger locks are also available. But Goyette says proper storage only goes so far.
I tell everybody, you know your children better than I do. Somewhere between the ages of 5 and 12 to introduce children to firearms. Curiosity kills the cat. Get rid of the curiosity. Take them out shooting.
But not all precautions are foolproof. Sonia Smock says she and her daughter took a gun safety course. She bought the gun out of fear of her ex-husband. And Smock's argument for leaving the gun unlocked and loaded is one of quick access.
What are you to do if surprised in the middle of the night? You know, hold that thought. Let me go get my key.
Like in Hebert's case, the police still have the gun Smock's daughter fired. She's not sure she wants it back.
I don't know why I'd want a gun anymore. Would I even have what it took to pull the trigger if need be? I don't know. If my children were in danger, absolutely. If I was in danger, I would probably try and talk myself, out of danger with that person. But guns are dangerous,
For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.